from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we're off and running here on a thirsty Thursday. We have 4.5 hours of sports broadcasting coming up here for you. General at your service. Salute. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Woolchuck and Chia Follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And apparently Cowboys are practicing this afternoon, so Brian's not able to join us until 3 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said 3 o'clock.
Surprised they didn't have it. Maybe he got the film from yesterday's joint practice. He wants to break that.
I know he was sending us updates on what he saw from Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, he was crunching that film last night, so maybe but there's always film to be crunched.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
There's the Guyton film. There's Carl Lawson film now that he's got to watch. Big Jordan.
Oh, yes. Maybe he's watching the film on the new guys. You got to have your priorities right, you know? And your show might start at 2 o'clock. But if there's things that you got to prepare for before you go on air, you can't just go on air.
Show be damned. You don't do a show if you're not prepared for the show.
No, absolutely not. You've got to make sure the preparation is done in the first hour of the show while the other three hosts go ahead and carry it.
Especially if you have to do like 4 or 5 podcasts every day.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're hopping on the morning show and maybe the midday show and sometimes even the night show.
Okay.
How least we can do for him.
How much does this... these moves move the needle for you at 877-881-1053. Defensive end Carl Lawson signed. Defensive tackle Jordan Phillips traded for.
Yeah.
Seems like their defensive line definitely got somewhat better. How much better would be the question?
I think they were moves that they had to make. I mean, the defensive tackle position is really, really bad. At least now you've got a guy in Jordan Phillips that has had success in the National Football League. Now, how is he as a run defender? We'll see how much of an improvement that is, but it's a big body, and Zimmer wants his big body. So this is a guy that's proven in the National Football League. He's played on some good defenses. His 2019 season was outstanding. I think that's clearly an outlier year where he had 9.5 sacks and a bunch of pressures. But, I mean, the Carl Lawson move, I think, was huge because yesterday we were talking about how, man, I don't know. Like, are they going to be able to get a consistent rush with rushing 4 outside of Micah? Because I think Tank can get there. The sack numbers aren't always there, but the pressure numbers are high when it comes to Tank. But after that, like Neeland, I think he's going to be a good player, can set the edge. But Carl Lawson's a guy that throughout his career, he's been a guy that will win consistently at the line of scrimmage, and he's got some good burst off the edge.
Thing I like about Phillips is they say, you know, he does have some pass rush upside, but is tough to move against in the running game. So hopefully this makes your run defense better along with Kendricks and Overshown, and you can start building a case for, you know, Mike Zimmer's defense being, you know, maybe a little bit better, maybe significantly better than what Dan Quinn was able to do last year. I think that's the hope, is that incrementally they can pull us out of the collective cynicism and negativity and frustration that the Cowboys fan base has been in since that Packer game.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. I mean, I was excited when I got both of these updates. It's like, okay, this is not going to make your defense all world all of a sudden. Neither one of these guys are huge in the sense that, wow, it's just going to be big time impact players. But based on the need that you had, when we talked about it yesterday, are you going to be able, like, with the loss of Sam Williams and the lack of pass rushers, like being able to get pressure with four? That is going to be something that's going to be a question. Will Carl Lawson completely answer that? I don't know, but there's another guy in the rotation that helps you in a huge way. And Jordan Phillips is a mountain of a man. I mean, that is a
long
340-pound dude,
yeah,
who is very difficult to move. And I've already seen some clips of him from the preseason game that he played with the Giants just over the weekend. And you can see him eating up some double teams and that kind of deal. So he's capable. He's an adult in the room. And I don't think you had one when it comes to like an actual true nose tackle, well, you know, run stuffing, one technique kind of guy. So they needed depth on the defensive line in a huge way. And so it's nice that they absolutely they addressed it.
So the 940 asking, what did we give up to get him? Yeah, that's just a pick swap,
just a
right?
pick swap basically for Jordan Phillips. Yeah, late round,
so
six rounder pick swaps. Yeah, this is, and the Giants, I guess, have a surplus of defensive tackles. They made another move today where they're cutting guys. They must have figured, hey, he's not going to make the team.
Yeah.
Rare interdivision trade, but a good move for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I read one guy say that we're going to see a number of these in the next couple of days, as instead of cutting a guy and having him just, you know, go to the team that claims him or whatever, what you'll be looking at is, you know, teams wanting to make sure that they hold the rights to a player out there. So instead of trying to compete for a guy in free agency, you're, you know, basically going to be trading for a guy. And hopefully the Cowboys made this work and they found at least a guy more capable than Al Huggins of replacing that Jonathan Hankins role from last year.
Yeah, Al Huggins, not very good.
I think I'm more bullish on the Phillips factor because I think he's like an immediate starter for you. And for Carl Lawson, you're wondering, like, can he stay healthy enough, really,
yeah,
just because of the injury?
But it's perfect. He can be a rotational piece for you.
Right, which they're needing everything they can
they
get
need
at this
it bad.
Point.
Veteran Carl Davis cut to make room on the roster. And Huggins still around after the shove yesterday.
Yeah, that was a little surprise. Like, I would have moved on from Huggins. I think Carl Davis has given you some decent moments in practice and in the preseason game. But, hey, their evaluation was different.
Okay, speaking of Cowboy deals, quite a bit of reporting going on around CeeDee Lamb this afternoon. Clarence Hill, Star Telegram, saying the sides are inching closer, but the Cowboys still haven't offered over $33 million. CeeDee wants a deal just short of Jefferson, which is closer to $35 million. So you could be looking at a difference of like $8 million over the course of a contract, and that's definitely enough. Are you guys concerned at all that this thing won't get done? I mean, a difference of $2 million, that's pretty doable here over the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I think definitely once the calendar turns to September, if it's not done, I think that's when you'll start to get, okay, now the pressure's on. Maybe this is when the Jones family is like, we got to get him in here to get at least a week of practice heading into the Cleveland game. That's when it starts to matter. So I think eventually within the next 2 weeks or so, this thing's going to get ironed out.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about yet. Stephen Jones saying they're evolving. I know everybody likes them to be done immediately. As I said, it's a challenge for us in terms of working three of the better football players in the league, trying to get them in a situation where they're happy and it works for us as well. We'll continue to work. Pencils are up. We're working hard at it. Hopefully we'll continue to make some progress and get one or two of these guys done. One or two of these guys. Who would be the next guy to get done? Could we actually get a Dak deal here?
Be interesting.
Before the season?
If the Cowboys are ready to really come correct, I don't see Dak and his side agreeing to a contract before, you know, until free agency next year.
Yeah, it'll have to be what Dak wants, and the Cowboys would have to acquiesce to that.
Rangers outslugged the Red Sox on a day they needed it most.
Dude, that was an amazing game.
Yeah.
An amazing game. I mean, we're watching this thing at home. I'm watching it with the girls. We got off early, so it was fun. I got to hang out with Eliza and watch this game. And Adolis Garcia started to get right during this road trip now.
Yes.
You have a two-home run game. He ends up making it 4-3. You have some wonky Red Sox defense. You tie it at 4. I thought when David Robertson gave up the lead, I'm like, okay, this team just... something's always going to happen, but how about Bankford coming in clutch?
Bang, bang.
Jonah Heim, Kirby Yates now 21 of 21 on save opportunities. Only pitcher in the big leagues to not blow a save chance this year. If there's any game, any last claw of hope that can give you some type of momentum, all right, this would be the one you'd think. But we've seen this. We've talked about this plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that it will be, but that was a hell of a win for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, you lost a series. At this point, I'm hoping they can, you know, get it together and at least remind us of who they are going into next year. You're 9.5 back right now. I wonder if the pressure like is going to get released by being so far out, and now the bats are going to light up for the next 6 weeks or so and just make it that much more frustrating. But I think there's no chance you're catching Houston at this point. It's over.
Yeah, I think Houston's getting right at the right time. Verlander's going to be coming back. They've got Kikuchi. You've got Framber Valdez. Their rotation's getting in order. It's annoying how this thing's laid out, and it does seem like Houston's going to end up being your AL West champs. But maybe the time's right. We've been waiting all year long for Dolley to get hot. He's kind of the guy that can electrify the lineup, and he can carry you. Maybe he's on now.
Reminds you of what this team really is and who they are. I think they've had a combination of World Series hangover along with, you know, some career down years from key guys. And, you know, the next thing you know, you find yourself in this situation where it's dang near impossible. But holy cow, they have really put up some runs. If you go back after getting a shutout against the Yankees, they go 9 runs, 7 runs, then 4, 4, but now another 9. So hopefully this week can be like a turning point. They're going to have the Twins, then the Pirates with Skeens next week, then Cleveland, but then you'll get Chicago and Oakland, and you finish with the Angels. You'll get the Mariners for like 7 or 8 games still in this thing, and the A's for 7 or 8, the Angels for 7 or 8. So the schedule would set up that if you actually did get your offense turned around, maybe they could make me eat crow on that for the final time. 15, 16 game winning streak, something like that could get him back in the mix. Okay, tough news out of Buffalo. ESPN sources, Pro Bowl linebacker Matt Milano left Tuesday's practice injured, tore his bicep. He's going to be out indefinitely. He's going to undergo surgery on the torn bicep with the hope of trying to return late in the season, maybe in December if he's lucky. Could be a tough year for Josh Allen. A lot of key players turning over. A tough division. And they posted their schedule, like how tough this could be. They opened with Arizona, but then it's Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, Jets. They're also going to play the Chiefs and the 49ers this year. Oof. I think Buffalo is a strong bet for one of those teams that was strong to maybe have a fall-off year. What do you guys think about Buffalo?
Man, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Josh Allen. They certainly have some flaws. The Milano injury is huge. You saw how it affected him last year. They started to get it going as the season went on. Sean McDermott, being the defensive mind that he is at head coach, he started to piece things together, but it's never going to be the same without him. Their numbers with and without him, big picture for the season, were tremendously different. He is absolutely the straw that stirs the drink for that Bills defense. And yeah, they have a bottom 10, or I guess you would say top 10 toughest schedule in the sport coming up this season. So I think it's completely fair to say, especially if the Jets are going to actually be decent. You know, Miami should be decent. The Patriots are going to suck, but I do expect this to be like the Bills had their chance over the last few years to make something happen from a Super Bowl standpoint. It's not there now.
Yeah, they really squandered it last year. They got the Chiefs at home. They weren't able to take care of business, and now you're breaking in Keon Coleman as a rookie, maybe your top wide receiver. I mean, Dalton Kincaid at tight end, I think, can emerge as one of the top targets in the NFL, but that could be a team that you circle that regresses. I think you might be onto something there.
All righty, guys. We're off and running here on a Thirsty Thursday. A lot of content coming up. G-Bag of the Day at 2:30, but we have some very significant football news. It's time for 60 Seconds on Soccer.
What?
Mauricio Pochettino has agreed to become the new United States men's national team coach with the responsibility of leading the team into the 2026 World Cup. Sources telling ESPN, been out of work since leaving Chelsea early in the summer, had other stops at Tottenham and PSG in his career. The hire is considered a major coup for the U.S. Soccer Federation. He was also under consideration to replace Gareth Southgate as England's manager. Ooh. And he is a coach that has reached the Champions League final and won a Big Five domestic league. So huge name, biggest name, I think, best resume that they've ever hired to lead this program, and that is exciting. We'll see how good of a fit it is. We'll see how good of a fit it is, how he can marry his philosophies with the talent that we have in America.
I don't know much about him, but it seems like the returns on the internet are like everybody's pretty excited about this.
Yes.
Everybody's pretty happy with it. Is he kind of a boot in your rear end kind of coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Very intense.
Put a boot in your
That's why he only lasted a year at Chelsea. Like, he will wear on you. And if it does not go well, it will get toxic.
Okay.
But maybe that's exactly what we need.
Maybe not a long-term they do need that. Kind of fit, but hey, can be good here for a little bit.
I think so. It wouldn't have been my first choice, but you know, after Klopp said no, you know, you want a big name, bring some of that je ne sais quoi to the position. You got it. Okay. Congrats are in order once again. Speaking of that, for Reggie Adetula.
Yes.
If you missed it, he got a big job there. He's going to middays in Houston to be a sports radio host. So tomorrow is going to be his last day.
Yep.
And I wanted to make sure that we sent him off with a proper G-bag salute.
We love you, Reggie.
All right. So congrats in order for him. Definitely one of the most talented guys that's ever graced these halls here. And it's no surprise at all that Houston has tabbed him to be their new midday host down there. That's with our guy Parker, right?
Yeah.
Parker's the program director.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Just kicking ass, taking names.
Pretty amazing.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. What are we doing next, Will Chuck? Chuck Wagon.
Yeah, airport robberies, meth celery, and footlong worms. That's next in...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time now for Zach Wolchuk to deliver his Chuck Wagon. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Cars for Kids. Wolchuk, what do you say?
Yeah, we got some news out of the practice field there in Oxnard. We'll have Brian give us a report on this coming up at around 3 o'clock when he rejoins us after practice. But Brandon Cooks headed to the locker room after a visit in the medical tent. So, hey, hopefully this is not anything serious. This is just precautionary when it comes to Brandon Cooks. But that would be a massive, massive loss if that is anything serious, especially without CeeDee Lamb.
Woo. You know, I think you could be excited about what Tolbert and Brooks are doing so far in camp, but until you've proven it on the field on NFL Sundays, yeah. I'm not a big buyer.
Yeah.
So, you know, going in with just one bona fide receiver, that would be tough, especially with the nice steps they made today to fortify that defense.
Man, that's part of the reason why, I mean, that's why guys hold out. And you wait it out, and you never know what can happen. Now, all of a sudden... Hey. You have even more leverage than you started camp with.
Well, hopefully CD. It's not bad. Yeah,
no, for sure. Hopefully it's not. I mean, God help us. Whether CD's coming back or not, you don't want Brandon Cooks to be injured
absolutely
at all.
Not.
He was a monster last year, and he's a great dude. We love him. I mean, he's one of our favorite guests that we've had on the show.
Yeah.
Like, it would be absolutely heartbreaking if he's actually hurt. But the business of it all is now the Cowboys going, okay, maybe we will acquiesce to you.
CD yeah, all of a company. Sudden that deal's done a lot quicker than maybe it would have been. But hopefully nothing serious when it comes to Brandon Cooks. And it's just a false alarm. We'll get more from Brian here later on the show. Anybody ever been robbed at the airport? 877-881-1053. Airport robberies hasn't happened to me.
Dude, that just seems so unlikely.
Right? Bizarre.
I've been robbed. Yeah. I think the only place that I like know for sure I've been robbed, like I know someone stole my car keys at the gym before.
Oh, no.
But... other than that, I can't really just pinpoint.
Why would they steal your car keys?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I don't know. It's the weirdest one.
I think the same thing happened to me at the Fan Sports Lounge back in the day. Maybe they just hated my takes and it was a prank.
Right.
You know?
But it's like, my car's still here.
Yeah.
You didn't take my car.
Did it look like they kind of went through anything in the car?
No.
No. Did they know where you... Maybe it was somebody that knew you.
I certainly hope not.
You wake up at night thinking like, man, somebody's out there
going to come to my house.
But it's like
you can lock stuff in a locker. And then all of a sudden you come back to the locker and there's nothing in there. You're like,
strange.
Okay, this is not good.
The airport seems crazy, though, because of how much security footage is there, you know.
Well, especially for Hideki Matsuyama. He just won the bronze medal there in France at the Olympics. He's getting ready for the FedEx Cup, which begins today, the FedEx St. Jude Championship. But he's without his usual caddy, so he's got a substitute caddy. He's got a fill-in coach right now as well. But they're flying to the tournament, and he's telling Japanese reporters that his wallet was stolen while his caddy and coach lost their passports.
Okay.
So two passports gone.
Situation.
Maybe. Now, the coach and the caddy have to return to Japan to sort out their passport issues. So they're probably not going to be able to return to the States before next week's BMW championship. So Matsuyama's saying, like, hey, I'm just going to have to play without a coach. I've done this before. And he's hired another caddy to come in and caddy for him. But a crazy scenario like that was just, how do you get your wallet stolen? I guess pickpocketing makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I think some of those guys are really good at it, you know, so when I'm going to the airport, I'm trying to have my wallet inside a zippable pocket, you know, or inside the backpack itself, you know, traveling on train, going through really crowded areas and touristy kind of spots. Those, they're magicians.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. There's something to be respected with the skill.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
It's like you're a bleep hole and I want to bite you and I will, I will try and track you down.
Damn
and
you're
hurt
crafty.
You. But, yeah, that is pretty dang impressive.
Dirty son of a bee.
I mean, they'll take the dude's watch off.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
And he's, and yes, that is, I mean, that is wild, like how quick
they'll
you got to be.
They'll completely disrobe you. You don't even realize that you're not walking home naked.
I don't have pants on. How did this happen? What is going on?
The 214 said I get robbed every time I fly. The other 214 says I'm robbed every time at DFW because of the dang toll fees.
Ooh.
469 says those extra bag fees rob me every time.
Fair.
So there are some people that feel like they get robbed every time they go to the airport.
You got to get adopted to the backpack life. You know, I think anything under 4 days for sure is doable. 3 nights with a backpack, you're good.
Just bring the bag.
Just
I mean, heck, you pulled off a whole week in Vegas.
Yes, I did have to do a little shopping.
You did.
But again, that's why I don't have a separation of powers between phone and wallet. I stick the wallet to the back of the phone.
That's a good
and
play.
Now it's just like it's a one-stop shop here. Now, if you steal my phone, you got,
you
got me. You got me. But I'm not letting you steal my phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you'll fight someone.
You realize how addicted I am to this thing?
Absolutely. It is always in my hand. I am always looking at the phone. Farmer's Market. You guys into the Farmer's Market?
I love going to the Farmer's Market. Oh, every Saturday, dude. Every Saturday I hit the Farmer's Market. It's the best eggs I get. They're still like dirty from the chickens that came out like probably that morning.
Well, we had a drug bust in Atlanta, Farmer's Market, Atlanta State Farmer's Market. They found a ton of meth, $3 million in wholesale value.
Wait, when you say a ton of meth, are you like generally saying a ton or like a physical like actual
one,
ton?
Like one ton of meth was found that smuggled into celery.
Celery.
They had the drug bust there at the farmer's market. They're going through the celery, and it's more than $3 million in wholesale value. So just be careful. Like when you're going through your produce there at the farmer's market, just take a peek ski. You know, you don't want people are smuggling this stuff into all kinds of weird contraptions these days.
Wash it a little extra.
Yeah.
Next thing you know,
might be a little methy celery there.
They're getting creative with the way, like, where they're trying to hide this stuff.
Every week
there's a new story
about.
What is
going on?
Oh, they were hiding them in, bell peppers.
Taco Bell burritos.
A bunch of green tomatoes.
Yeah. Blue waffles.
Yeah, they had the chalupa one.
Yes.
That they had like tons of chalupas, and it was just meth chalupas.
It is crazy. They're getting very, very creative with this. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen any giant worms in your neighborhood, but I guess we've got a hammerhead flatworm problem that is invading Texas. They're foot-long giant worms. Kind of does look like a snake. But this is due to the hurricanes that have come through, the big-time rain. So now, this is a snake-like worm body that grows up to 15 inches long. The problem is people are like chopping them in half. It doesn't kill them.
Oh, they just grow too.
Yes. You got to put salt on them. You've got to do all kinds of crazy stuff to be able
something
to actually
like a slug.
Kill them. It does look like a slug. But if you see this 15-inch hammerhead worm,
it can
be killed using a combination of citrus oil, salt, and vinegar that you put directly on the worm.
So it's got like the hammerhead, like a hammerhead shark, and it's got a stripe down it. It kind of makes it look like a snake a little bit.
It's very interesting. It came from Southeast Asia here. I'd never even known that this worm existed, but now it does. And the likelihood of hammerhead worms harming people or animals is low. Now, if they come anywhere near your eye, that's where there's going to be an issue. You don't want them, you know, somehow you're sleeping, you wake up, boom, I've got this worm on me. You might end up having your eyes taken out of your head.
A hammerhead worm into the eye sounds like a disaster.
That would be.
I thought hammerheads were only made in shark forms. So I didn't realize we were making hammerheads in worm form.
Cause some skin irritation on humans,
and they're dangerous to native earthworms.
So they're eating
the good worms.
I think they're just a more badass version of the worm, dude. If you ask me,
are they really doing anything negative?
They look pretty cool.
Some skin irritation,
and they're invasive. They're toxic for earthworms, but they likely pose little danger to humans or pets.
Does it have like the hammerhead shark kind of vibe?
Yeah, on the head.
Yeah. This one looks pretty killer.
Yeah.
Wow. It is, that is
just
pretty.
Just know you chop that thing in half. It ain't killing it.
Okay, you're going to want to drop some rock salt on that?
Yeah, put some rock salt. Maybe some bath salts for those of you crazy kids out there getting into that.
Tide Pods.
Last thing here, we got some updates on the for the Swifties. I know you guys are a toxic fan base and Travis Kelce fans out there, but apparently they're, you know, in love. And this is a forever type of deal.
Ooh.
Life and Style magazine has a feature that this is very further along than we know. They have committed themselves. They're unofficially engaged is what they're calling themselves. They're 100% committed to spending the rest of their lives together. The formalities right now are just the logistics on a prenup. So Taylor's not walking down the aisle without a prenup, and they both want to figure that out before Travis actually proposes. So all that stuff's ironed out, and then we'll get the marriage of the century.
Good to know, man.
She probably wants that prenup more than he does.
Yeah, I think 100%. This is a Taylor thing.
Yeah, I guess.
She's worth way more.
I'd be like, I guess you don't believe in real love, honey.
Oh, yeah, I'd be playing that card for sure. Yeah.
It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Here we go. That shipment of meth that they found at the farmer's market, I don't know for sure, but I guarantee you somebody snitched. I'm telling you right now, somebody snitched. Somebody flipped on the cartel, got a little time reduced on their numbers, you know what I mean?
Take a peek at that celery.
Clean that jacket up a little bit. Hey, man, I got a plug for you. I just need about 2.5 years knocked off of you. I'm trying to see my daughter graduate. I know where they're going to drop that off to, and I know what they got it in. I'm telling you.
I think I'd rather do the time than be looking over my shoulder for the cartel.
100%.
Oh, goodness.
That's when you trust. You can't protect me, right? You're going to send me to North Dakota, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I like those Alaska jails.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got right here for you boys. I believe this is day three. Day three, maybe? Day four coming up for the redneck brawls.
Yeah.
We got an Oklahoma man that went undefeated in a Texas prison system. when he ran into a good old boy from Texas, and there's some good old boys on the mic doing the commentary, and it's damn hilarious.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg. I like that. Oh my God.
He's tearing that ass up.
Yes, he is.
He has ripped a bunch of people's asses.
He has ripped a bunch of people's asses now.
He can do this shit right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Dude, buddy. He came in there with sheer confidence.
And other boys starting to come back. Oh, he's out!
He's out!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh,
he's out! He's out! Oh my God!
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 Oh my damn!
Motherfucker!
Hey! Sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching. Here it goes. Oh. Boom. It was that right.
That right ended
Buckled
it.
Him.
Buckled him. Yeah,
some of the finest play-by-play ever.
It's really good, man. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Clip two. Let's go to the Texas Rangers radio broadcast here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out to my man James the other night. He was taking over the board, and I was like, before I walked out the door, I said, James, if anything funny or strange happens during this broadcast, I got a feeling. Make sure you clip that up and send it to your boy.
He said, oh, for sure. I've got you there. Absolutely.
And then I looked in my email, and sure enough, I got this.
And the 3-2. Swinging a foul ball coming back our way. Look out. Oh, my goodness. Into and out of the booth. It rattled around. And thank goodness, Eric, it didn't hit your laptop.
Oh.
I was more concerned with it hitting me. I was under the counter.
Dave Valley is looking at you like, how come you didn't make the play?
Yeah, right.
That's good.
You're rattling around in there, man.
The only thing that would have made that better is if Matt had gone, oh, my damn.
Oh, my damn.
The ball came in here with sheer confidence.
Oh, my damn. That's hilarious, dog. Let's see. Hey.
Oh!
Yesterday was a church day midweek. I pray you got your blessing. And if you showed up midweek, you're a hell of a prayer warrior and a saint for the Lord. Yes, you are. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. He's no longer with us, but I catch his old clips on YouTube. He's with God now. Yes, he is. We're going to go to a funeral. Turn this music down a little bit. We're going to go to a funeral. We have a comedian right here. His name is Jesse McDonald.
Okay.
He was born with cerebral palsy. Am I saying that right?
Yep. Sounds
okay. Right. All right. So he's got the little walker and all the situation. You know, he's got the cerebral palsy leg situation.
That guy. Yeah.
Okay. All right, he's at a funeral, and his friend CJ just passed, and I think he's going to tell a story to lighten up the mood.
You know, if you know CJ, I'm going to get out here and tell you this. You know, CJ loved to eat. He loved to eat, and CJ was a pretty boy. And the women loved CJ. And one time, me and CJ, we went over to this girl's house. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you, but we went over to this girl's house.
It's a funeral.
And she had cooked, and when she was cooking, she said, y'all got to hurry up. And I'm like, why we got to hurry up? She say, her husband may be getting off early. I say, CJ, I ain't got no legs to help you out. and CJ was sitting in his spot where he eat at. I guess she went in the kitchen to go get him. He came in there, he seen us. He started walking towards us, say, ooh, I'm finna whoop me somebody. I didn't realize how much that girl loved him until she came out and said, ooh, not my patient.
That's awful.
I looked over at CJ, and when he walked up on CJ, I looked at CJ. CJ said, ah, ah, ah. He turned around and looked at me. I said, ah, ah. But we going to miss him, y'all. And let this not be our only time.
But we're gonna miss him.
Not my patience. I got time for one more here. Shout out to Carter who sent me this one yesterday. He said, Lucius, you're going to want this one. Let's go to WFAN. Boomer Esiason's show was making fun of their teammate, Brandon Tierney.
Okay.
We hear his updates here on The Fan every once in a while. Brandon Tierney.
Yes.
BT.
BT.
BT. Yeah, well, they were making fun of BT. He slipped up.
It really is a great idea what BT pitched here. So let's listen to this from yesterday.
This is what Aaron Rodgers should. Maybe he already did this. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I knock on his door, or I text him, or I call him, or I have already had a beer with him before we went to camp after I got back from Egypt. I say, Coach, you got to coach me hard. You get on me. We're good. Trust me. I know it's coming from a good spot. Get in my ass. Get on my ass. Get in the behind what I needed. Get in my ass.
Maybe he has a beer with him. Yeah. He says, Coach,
get in my ass.
Please, Coach.
I meant on.
Please.
I meant on.
Freaking Piers.
Freaking Piers.
That's good stuff there, Brandon Tierney. Is it the redneck brawl play-by-play, our three-time champ looking for four? Is it the Rangers radio broadcast? The ball nearly hit Eric and Matt and Eric's laptop. Jason McDonald with the Not My Patient story. And then Boomer Esiason and crew story about Brandon Tierney's idea for Aaron Rodgers. Redneck brawls for me, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with Tierney.
No, you would.
Lucius?
Yeah, the redneck brawls.
Well, Chuck?
Yeah, I still think it.
Yeah, to be the champ here. By a score of 3-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion. Looking for 5 tomorrow, which would bring G-Bag Nation immortality and a spot in the year-ending G-Bag of the Year competition. Okay, coming up next here on The Fan, little hodgepodge, Chief.
Yes, sir. It's the summer of the collab. Which of these new treats would you most want to try next in the nation?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. John Owning, Pro Football Focus, coming up at 3 o'clock. Broadus is going to jump on, give us his takeaways from Cowboys practice as well. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge with Eric.
Thank you. All right, lots to get to here. Broadus just let us know that Brandon Cooks, who went into the injury tent during practice, it looks like Broadus is being told just knee soreness and doesn't think it's a big issue.
Ooh, thank goodness.
So a nice little collective sigh of relief in regards to Brandon Cooks and his health. Now, we also have some NBA schedule release stuff that's going down right now. Congratulations to Luka Doncic. Looks like he will be confirmed a 99 overall in NBA 2K25.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
So that's,
do they come over to his house and give him like a big box like they do with the Madden Club?
You know, it's a good question.
Or do they get something cool for the 99 Club in 2K?
I'm going to have to follow up with that. I will follow up with that.
A 2K because, hookah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he would appreciate that. Absolutely. Also getting the with the schedule stuff here, looks like you're going to be opening up the season at home versus Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Let's see. You will have 7 of the first 9 games of the season at home. And then in November, plenty of road games. You'll have 2 road games in November versus Denver and the Joker, 2 in 12 days. You'll have finals rematches with Boston in January and in February. And I'm looking here, ESPN throwing up the graphic, the toughest strength of schedule to start the season amongst the teams that were in the playoffs last year. And the Mavericks are sitting 3rd. So 3rd toughest to start the season in terms of October and November versus teams that had winning records last season. So we'll get more information on the schedule here, but that's some of like the highlights there, starting with Wemby. And I guess they opened versus the Spurs last year too, but it was in San Antonio. Now you'll get them at home. But there's an update on your Mavericks schedule.
I think I'm going to go with please hold me to not panicking if they're just barely above 500 for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I think that might be this team's identity.
I think they've proven they can kind of figure things out during the regular season, make a move if they need to, and then as long as the defense is there, they'll be good come playoff time.
But also now with Gafford and Washington and Clay, maybe they do go on a huge like wire-to-wire type of run.
Yeah.
That would be exciting, you know? I wonder if Luka will ever be that focused to care enough about crushing in the regular season, you know, because that's really what it's going to take.
Yeah, I feel like at some point he's probably going to really want to get an MVP award And so maybe one season he really like sets out to be in the best shape possible to start the season and all the way through. I don't know that this is that season. After going on the finals run, playing a little bit in the Olympics, he's probably going to be a little sort of limping into the season to some extent. I mean, even Kyrie with his hand injury, will he start the season? So I think it's fair to question how this team will start as things get going. And you've added some new pieces here for sure. Klay Thompson and company, Najee Marshall, guys are going to be big time in the rotation. But I'm super confident that with health, this will be another championship contending Mavs team. Elsewhere around the world of sport, it is kind of crazy. Baseball fans are absolutely wild, or maybe it's just Red Sox fans or whatever. But their player Jaren Duran, who said the homophobic slur the other day and was suspended for two games, mm-hmm. his jersey sales have just skyrocketed on Fanatics. Like, it's become one of the most popular jerseys in all of baseball over the course of the last couple of days. Like, these people are nuts, dude. Just crazy baseball fans, crazy Boston Red Sox fans. You have the Indiana Fever releasing their updates on just how much growth they've seen across the board since drafting Caitlin Clark. The numbers are crazy. 265% increase in attendance, almost 1,200% increase in jersey sales, 740% increase in beer sold at games, 225% increase in partnerships. And they started with 500,000 Instagram followers. And when they drafted Caitlin Clark, it has now since gone up to 1.8 million.
Wow.
So, I mean, I mean, it's just insane. They're still a losing team, 11-15 after 26 games here. They'll get going again, I guess.
Good run, though.
Sometime here pretty soon.
They've had such a bad start. They've probably been above 500 since their first eight games.
Yeah, it's just crazy the impact that that this girl's been able to have for them. My goodness, what an awesome deal business wise for the Indiana Fever, just absolutely cleaning up. Now it is the summer of the collaboration. The first one I want to acknowledge is the Batman Crocs that have been inspired by the Batmobile. They are going to be releasing soon. These are all black Crocs. They have like the bat wings on the back of them. It looks like the Batmobile, but it's your Croc shoes. I think these are awesome. If you're a Batman fan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Croc guy, but I'd consider those.
I could see Derek Holland with some of these maybe.
Totally.
I could see a lot of like 6 to 11-year-old boys in these, you know, very popular.
Very badass.
Yeah, like they're doing fantastic with the Crocs.
And then, okay, which one of these sounds better to you? Did you guys see that Oreo and Coca-Cola are teaming up to launch an Oreo-flavored Coke Zero and a Coke-flavored Oreo?
I want neither, man.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
You don't want to drink your
pass on both.
You don't want to drink your Oreo and eat your Coke Zero?
No, and when Oreo starts to mess with the basic cookie, I just don't think it's ever been good.
They've had a couple that I've been like in the area of, hey, this might be a decent standalone, but nothing better than the original Oreo.
No.
They nailed it.
Like they do the mint, the birthday cake. I don't know. I'm just not into.
They must be so cheap to make that they're just cranking them out for the marketing. You know, this keeps their name recognition going.
That's probably what it is.
Oreo? I mean, what's that going to taste like?
What are you more interested, though, if I gave you both, if I presented you the Oreo that tasted like Coke or the Coke that tasted like Oreo?
Oh, with the Coke Zero that tastes like Oreo. I want to see what that can do.
Yeah, I am intrigued by that.
Do a little sipping first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just get a little sippy.
Maybe get a flight.
Then you have, not to be one-upped, here comes Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Chips Ahoy?
And Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Reportedly launching a collab.
That just might work.
Dr. Pepper cream-filled donut. So,
I mean, Dr. Pepper's sweet.
If you're super into it. Now, I don't mind like a jelly donut, but the cream donuts have never really done it for me. So I feel like I'd be out on this one, even more so than I'd be out on the Oreo stuff that we were just discussing. But I'm sure like we know this is the land of Dr. Pepper in Texas. Yep. It's crazy. So I'm sure like Krispy Kreme Texas is going to clean up with Dr. Pepper lovers. Kind of two birds, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I think if you do that Krispy Kreme flavored Dr. Pepper, That could work.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme.
Maybe put two scoops of vanilla ice cream in there and hit blend.
All of a sudden, we're at 24 flavors. Let's go.
24,000 calories.
Why not?
Just wild collaborations taking place here. So we'll probably need to do a food test on that. Wolchuk,
review that.
We'll review.
I'm down.
I'm in.
Whenever those things release.
We do have an alleged ball sacking on the text, Eric.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you want to address that. Just that the Luka 99 thing, like Luka's not a 99. That was you got ball sacked on that one.
I got ball sacked on the Luka 99?
And we got Tolos that are saying he's a 97 overall. He's not a 99.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Can't confirm or deny this, but the Tolos aren't happy with this.
I could see where maybe he wouldn't be. You know,
maybe he was 99 like in a certain category.
Shouldn't you be an elite defender if you're going to get the full 99?
Can you just, or, you know, what is wrong with you right
or
now?
Or I'm Luka making 45% of my threes. I need one of those two things to be true to make him a real 99.
And you're the free throws.
Yeah, that's probably what did it. The free throws and just the general out of shape look to his body. They're like, we can't make him 99, can we? Speaking of eating and whatnot, and I'm sorry about that. That's, I mean, me perpetuating ball sacks is one of our biggest no-nos on this program.
It happens.
And the fact that I did that today, I stand in front of everyone and just say, I'm sorry.
What a play by me.
Here is some news. Subway has called for, quote, an emergency meeting with franchisees as sales have begun to plummet.
No.
This is no surprise, but to some extent it is, because how could, after they made this commercial with Danger Russ Wilson, how could Subway have gone into the tank?
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? No. It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. Oh, you ever done anything dangerous?
Jeez.
That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too.
I won't tell anybody.
Listen, one time... Never mind. That's too dangerous.
No.
Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
The single worst commercial ever made by any entity ever. It's the collaboration of Subway and Russell Wilson. My dear God, that commercial. I mean, of course everything went down after that. That is, I mean, my gosh. And he actually posted that. He was proud of it. He posted it to his social medias. He felt good about that one. Now, maybe he was completely in character and it was totally satire and he was in on the joke. But what we know about Russell Wilson is that's not the case.
I feel like we know very little about Russell Wilson because he's just such a weird, awkward robot person, human. And but that's not even the worst part about that. How do you do a close-up sound of people eating?
That was like getting you.
How's that good audio?
I could see you being made extremely uncomfortable by that. Mm. Little ASMR. Not here for
is
that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think you're right. On like the people are the nails on.
Yes.
And
that's a big thing.
That's one of my pet peeves.
The sound of people eating.
It's crazy because it's amazing how this can happen for people. Like for some, it's a pet peeve. For some, it's like a bit of a kink. You know, like that's the spectrum of that.
They
like
enjoy.
Some people were just really, really excited by
what
they
just heard.
I was
wondering why you got so turned on.
You had to sit down. It was weird.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, John Owning, Pro Football Focus, joins us to talk about the upcoming season. Brian Broaddus will join us after a Cowboys practice concludes as well. That's coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.